So we are on Daf Tes Vav and Aleph. We got to a few lines down, one, two, three, four, five lines down from the top. Did you get there, Harry?
We got further than that.
Oh, further, okay. So if you don't mind, we'll do a take from Mishnah from there. So the Gemara says, Mishnah Hasam, why is it different over there? The Kasani over there, Im Hayisa Shnia Nichnasis Lishlishis, Umishnah Hacha the Kasani Im Hayisa Shlishis Nichnasis Lervis. So the Gemara is talking about two different scenarios. So one scenario earlier, a few blot away in Yud Beis and Beis, we had a scenario where it was the second year going into the third year. The Rosh Hashanah was the division between the second and the third year.
Because it and, was Meiser training to Meiser Ani.
Exactly. And now here, the most recent Brisa we just brought about regarding Esrog, the example is a case of the third year going to the fourth year, which is a change from Meiser Ani to Meiser Sheni. So why not just be consistent which years we're referring to? So it says the Gemara, Milsa Agav Archa, we're trying to teach you something incidentally here. What chiddush we're trying to learn here? Kamash Milan, the Esog Kasha La Yada, the Aida de Misham Shebe Kuliyama Beshvis Lo Ton Pri Ad Tlash Shonim. So the Esog is handled by so many people, and therefore, since it's handled by so many people, the growth is delayed by it. And then we see here that since during Shemitah, so many people are touching the esog lo ton pri ad tlashan. It takes 3 years until the esog tree finally grows fruit. I think this is the way it works. The person wants to start the esog tree. It takes a few years until it starts getting going.
This is she'etz ha'etrog kashelo maga yad hadam. It seems that touching it.
Exactly. So I think the way it works, I'm not entirely sure, but since it requires so much handling, the esog trees, and so that really ruins the growth of the esogim. It takes 3 years till it starts growing fruit. Normally, it takes much quicker. It could take, I don't know how trees
so
work.
That's why it started by the third year.
Exactly, because you couldn't have a situation where it's the second and third year for the esog, because there are no esogim by the second year. The only example you really have by an esog tree is the third and the fourth year.
Esrog is not something that you plant on Shemitah. Could have been any year.
No, so, but you can't plant there on during Shemitah year. So the first year of the cycle now. You've planted some seeds, and it doesn't start growing fruit until 3 years into the cycle. But 2 years, there's nothing to talk about yet.
Right.
That the Chiddush telling us, just Milsa Agav Orcha, that klal, that when it comes to the esrog tree, it takes 3 years till it starts growing fruit. Now, I think this is, I'm not sure about an esrog, but I think things similar to this, I think when it comes maybe to a papaya tree or something like that, Let's say when you plant a tree, the first 3 years is Arla, and the fourth year is Netar Ravai, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So those halachas still apply Bizman Hazeh. So what if a fruit doesn't grow during the first 3 years of its, the tree's grown, but there's no fruit yet? Does Arla start when the first fruit begins 3 years later, then you have to wait another 3 years for it? Or the moment you start growing it, the 3 years begin, even though there's no actual fruit? For some reason it came to mind right now. I think there seems to be a discussion about this. I think
papaya. It would make sense that it's only when there is fruit. I mean, I'm not really sure.
I'm sure.
Even though trees that don't have fruit, question is it the first? Is it, let's say a tree the first year nothing has fruit. Basically, so let's say the second year has it. We count three.
Right. I don't remember.
I think it's from the fruit.
Fruit, even though it doesn't grow, you start from when that fruit starts growing,
I
even though it's 3 years
so,
delayed.
But I'm not sure.
It could be. I don't remember.
Really sure.
I'm trying to remember. I just saw this right now. Let's see if there's anything that mentions anything of the like.
What's the difference when it's down or off the recordings?
No, I just don't want to be.
Oh, you don't want to. I just don't know
what. Because I get emails and so I text.
Oh, I see.
I don't want to be distracted.
How saver?
I don't know what that is. No, I don't want to be. Like, if I get something,
that seeing like the blink. Okay. So now we're up to where you got to last yesterday, Harry, I guess?
Yes.
Bayimine. Okay. So Bayimine, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yana the following question. Esog, Rosh Hashanah, Shalom, Amasai. What is the new year? When does the year begin for an Esog? So we already discussed yesterday, Tu Bishvat, Alf Bishvat, we mentioned Tishrei. In the end, I think everyone concluded it was really sometime in Shvat, either the 1st or the 15th. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Shvat, what's the question? Shvat? Shvat. That's, yeah, Shvat, as we said yesterday. Well, the Gemara says, I still need further clarification. Does this mean Shvat de Chadashim, like we have different months, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, and so on? Oh, does it mean Shvat de Tkufa? We also mentioned yesterday Tekufa, the different time periods. The Tekufas Teves is really Teves and Adar. So which Shvat are we referring to? The Shvat of the month as we know it, or the Shvat of the Tekufa Shvat, which really
but
covers...
We never had any reference to Rosh Hashanah for, with any Tekufa.
Yeah, it's a very strange Shvat. I'm not really sure. So I think they explain here as follows, that the Shvat of the month goes based on the Levana, the month, the moon.
Yeah.
Shvat of Tekufa goes based on the seasons, the sun. So since fruit grow really based on the sun, not based on the moon, maybe you should think that you should go based on the Tekufa of the sun, not based on the lunar months. That's what the basis of the question is. Right, and the answer is that we follow the Amarle de Chadashim. To us, it's not a Chiddush because that's how we know it, but in terms of the way agriculture works, so look at Tosos. Tosos is, because that's the whole point. Second Tosos down to Chadashim, we follow the months. Even though the ripening of the fruit goes based on the sun, shenemar mimegid tuas shemesh, is a pasuk in the end of Zosa Bracha. So then, hachanami ksiv mimegid karesh yerchaim v'gam Yisrael imonim levana. So even though, yes, we see it goes based on the sun in the pasuk in Zosa Bracha, there is another pasuk that also says it goes based on the month, the moons, the moon. So I would have thought, I would have read the Gemara saying, even though you're right, it goes based on the sun, we still follow the moon. Tosus tells us, no, the moon also has a certain effect on the way the tefuos grow, on the way things grow. I'm not sure how that works at all. It could be true. If Tosus says it has to be true, I don't know how it works in terms of the science. But somehow the lunar calendar has an effect on the growing also. And he says, furthermore, Gam Yisrael and Modim Levana, we count based on the moon, so it goes really based on us. So I'm not sure what Tosus means there either. The fact that we count it, how's that going to affect the way it works for the tree? Right, so here apparently it said the Chassam Sofer asks this question. What is Tosfos adding here by saying that we count based on the moon? Nothing to do with us. We're talking about the tree. That's the question the Chassam Sofer asks also. So he says as follows. So he says, based on the Gemara Yushalmi Ksubis, that the Teva, that nature changes based on the way that we dine Torah, based on what we do. So yes, the seasons, the moon, the sun will all change based on what we do. So yes, it is really rooted in Klai Yisrael. That's the point that Tosfos is telling us. Okay, so now let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, yet another question, Bai Minei Rava Mirav Nachman, Varmilei, others say, it's Rav Yochanan asks me Rav Yanai, Ha'isah Shana Mu'beres, Mahu. What's the halacha? When's the new year when it comes to Shana Mu'beres, a leap year in 13 months? So it's a strange Shvat. What do you mean? Shvat is still Shvat. Well, how is Shvat changing? If Tishrei Shvat doesn't change the order, you add two others after Shvat. So look at Rashi as to what the Shaila is. Rashi says, this is four lines down, Ha'isah Shana Mu'beres, Mahu. Ein Masai Rosh Hashanah. Shvat Hasamach L'Teves, O Adah Harishon Shehu B'Makom Shvat. Is it Shvat is a regular, you know, calendar year? You have Teves and you have Shvat and you have other region, other Sheni, and it's still Shvat is still the month of the new year. Or do you say since there are now two Adars, Adar Rishon kind of plays as the real Shvat, and what we call Shvat is really a non-month. It's Adar Rishon which really serves the purpose of Shvat, which precedes Adar Sheni, which is really the Adar as we know with permanent. That's the Shaila, which is an interesting discussion. That you think Adar Rishon is more Shvat than the real Shvat. But I guess if the thing goes based on the solar calendar, so yes,
spring-like.
It's more spring-like in Adar Rishon than it is in actual Shvat. Exactly. To that, the Gemara answers though, Amar Lei the Holich Acher Rov Shanim. We follow most years, which Rashi tells us mimi sheshmo shevet Shvat rather. That no Shvat is the every year we follow the Shvat. It goes based on the lunar months. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rabba Esug Bashishis Shenichneses L'Shvius. This is going to be a little bit not too confusing, but Rabba says in Esug that was picked in the sixth year, I guess. I guess in Esug that was collected. Ashachanata. Okay, so that it blossomed in the sixth year. Shenichnasa L'Shvius, that enters into the seventh year, I guess, while it's still attached to the tree. Okay, so it's collected. So it started to blossom the sixth year, and it was picked during the seventh year. What's the halachas? It's p'tur min ha'mais, p'tur min ha'bir. So the halachas are, the Gemara is going to detail everything in a second, but ma'aser is chai, take ma'aser in all 6 years of the cycle. during the seventh year, where it's hefker shvius, everything in the hefker, everything in shemitah is hefker. Hefker is pater from Iser. So we say here, we even since it was collected in the seventh year, it's called shemitah fruit and it's pater from Iser. At the same time, it's pater mina beer. What's beer? Beer is that you have to burn the shemitah fruit during the certain fruit. Let's say the halacha is that you're allowed to eat all the fruit that's in the it's in the sadeh. But the moment that the food ends for the animals that are in the field, the pasuk says, then you have to burn any leftover fruit. So let's say I'm collecting esrogim to eat. They used to have edible esrogim. Nowadays it's not edible. Apparently Yemenite esrogim are edible.
You have to take it out of your house.
I think you have to get rid of it. I think you have to actually burn it. I think so, no? I think you have to burn it.
Isn't it called man she'yoshba? I think it's whenever there is...
Chaya b'sada.
Then you can have it, and then if not, you can make it. You can make it.
There's a dispute among the Rishonim.
Whether or not you burn it?
Does beer mean destroy, or mean just take it out of the house?
Oh.
Right.
That's my focus. That's what we're debating.
Okay, we're both right.
Okay, exactly. Elu v'elu. Okay. So, I always assume it meant to burn, okay? So, it's machlokas. So, so during the seventh year, so normally fruit that's just Shemitah fruit has to get burnt when you get to that time. So, this seems to be a steer. On one hand, we're saying that this esog has a dinim of shvius in that it's patur min ha'maaser. At the same time, we're saying it doesn't have the din of shvius because you don't have to burn it like normal shvius. The Gemara will explain that stira. And then the Gemara continues and says, and let's say you have a bas shvius shenichnasa l'shminis. You have a fruit, an esog, that blossomed during the seventh year and was collected during the eighth year, which of course is in Shemitah. Then it's patur min ha'maaser because it still is considered Shemitah because it was blossomed during the seventh year. But chayeves bebir, it also, which is consistent now, it's also chayiv in beer of this case. So it sounds like a little bit of a strange case here. The second case is more consistent. The Gemara says, let's understand this for a second. Amar le Abaye. Bishma Sefer, the second half makes sense. L'chumra, the second half which we said, it blossomed during the seventh year. It's consistent. It's patur min ha'maaser, and you have the din of beer to it. It's a full shvish, year esrog. The fact that you collect in the eighth year has no bearing. It's a seventh year fruit, patur min ha'maaser, and it's beer. Ella Resha Ptur min Abir. Am I? So if it's the Resha, we said it's Pater min Meiser, which is a Shemitah halacha, but also Pater min Abir. It's just inconsistency. So Resha Ptur min Abir. Am I? Why is it Pater min Abir? D'amrin and Zil Basa Chanata. We say follow the Chanata. So the Chanata in the first case, whereas the Chanata took place in Shishi, so the sixth year. It was a 6 year blossom and entered and collected in the seventh year. So it's Pater min Abir. Because it really grew in the sixth year, not Shemitah. So that's the case. That's the next question. Yihachi, to chai b'maiser. It should be chai b'maiser. Because it's a six-year fruit, and six-year fruit is chai b'maiser. So Amar lei, yada kol mimashmishim ba, v'at Amar is to chai b'maiser. So everyone's going to be taking from the fruit. And so if you look at Rashi, yad hakol mimashmishim ba, it's around 15 narrow lines up. Yada kol mimashmin ba. Says Rashi, Nihi delo mechayv lafkure, delo nahag ba shvius. You're right, this sixth year esog, you don't have to be mafkir, because it's the sixth year, you own it, it's in your property. But still, mihu, kol sados upardesas hefkir ben hein b'shvius. But since it's still on the tree during the seventh year Shemitah, so everything, all your other fields and orchards are all hefkir, and everyone's taking from it, Vein esrog zenishmar ba levado. You're not going to just watch this small pardes you have of esrogim. All your other fields in your backyard are open to the public. So you're going to watch over this one esrog orchard? Probably not. Valkarcha kol mimashim ba mehefka patim minamasa. So what's going to happen is your whole farm is going to be people are going to be trampling over everything and taking all the fruit. And it's not worth it for you to watch just this make a small fence around your orchard of esrogim. So the mice will end up happening. The entire esrog orchard is going to be acting as hefker anyways. And once it becomes hefker in general, if I were to mafker my yard, my land, even if it wasn't Shemitah, hefker is pater in Meiser. So the same reason why Shvius is pater in Meiser, because it's hefker, it's open to the public. So to my esrog tree, which is really a 6 year esrog tree, but it still has fruit during the seventh year, I'm treating it as hefker, kol mashrim, but everyone's going to be touching it and taking from it, so therefore it's pater in a Meiser. Not because it's Shvius, because it's hefker. I'm treating it as hefker.
It's
part of a beer because it's not a shemitah
here. Okay,
exactly. Okay, asks the Gemara now. No, so where are we now?
But then, the next, it's also Shaila, because Shenichnas Leshminis Ptura Min HaMaaser VeChez, it should also be Ptura Min HaBiur, because the reason why it's Ptura Min HaMaaser, it's not because of Shviis, it's because it's because, okay, I guess.
So the Seifa, you're saying?
Marasahin, yeah.
So the Seifa case, because it blossomed in the seventh year and entered, it was collected in the eighth year.
Yeah, but since we say that the reason on the other 6 years is because everybody shares it, it's then the reason why it's Ptura Min HaMaaser even in Shviis is because everybody shares.
No, in the seventh year it's because Shviis has a special din.
No, I understand, but okay.
If it blossoms,
meaning it would make sense to say that the seventh year's reason is the same as the sixth and the fifth and the fourth. So the reason why it's probably Ptura Min HaMaaser, it's not because it's Shviis, it's because it's Hefker. And then in that case, you shouldn't be chayav a beer because it's not connected to Maaser.
So you're right. I guess I'd have to tweak it a little bit. The seventh year is not really because of Hefker. The seventh year is because the Torah tells us the seventh year.
Right.
You have to.
So the first 6 years, the reason is because it's Hefker, and the seventh year is because it's Maaser.
Exactly. Shviis, exactly. Right. Now, right. But there are. It is similar. Shviis and Hefker are similar in regard.
Yeah, but there's no beer on one there is and one there isn't.
Right. Okay. So now the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna Amar, really bash shishis shenichnasa l'shviis liom shishis. Really, it's a sixth year, and you shouldn't have to burn it at all. No, wait a second. You say you're chayv in meiser. So will he change the gears? Let's see. So he argues on the statement. He says, really, like, look at Rashi. You see Rashi Rav Hamnuna Amar liom shishis. It's also towards the bottom of the narrow lines. He says, Chai b'maiser, you read Chai b'maiser, again, what we said above. The Chai b'maiser, the Shviis, lo nagba, there's no Shemitah that applies, it doesn't apply to the sixth year Esrog. Lav hefker de malkahi, it's not a hefker de malkah, the way Shviis is referred to is hefker de malkah, the Karsh Baruch Hu declared hefker across the board. It says not hefker de malkah. Mishmash yad ha-kol sheba, anybody who touches this is eino el gezel, it's stealing. If you go to my backyard and touch the esrogim, which I marked as sixth year fruits, you can't touch it, it's gezel. Vein hefker kazeh p'tur min ha-maaser, and this type of hefker where it's forced upon yourself by the am, not by Hashem, that's considered gezel, and in fact it is chayv ha-maaser. That's what Rav Hamnuna says. And then he says, continuing, he says, and bashvish hanichnasas l'shminis l'olam shvish. And if a seventh year, if it blossomed during the seventh year, so then, and it goes collected into the eighth year, that's really considered a shmita product, and is patin meiser and chayev bibir. He asks the Gemara now, Meisi ve Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer, Mishim Rabbi Shimon, esog bashishish hanichnasas l'shvish, p'tur min ha-maaser, u'p'tur min ha-bir. So if it's a sixth year esog that enters into the seventh year, it's patin min ha-maaser, and it's also potter in beer. She'ein lecha davar shechai b'maiser ela imkein gadol b'chiv v'nilkat b'chiv. So the only thing you're chai b'maiser, it has to not only grow b'tar s'chiv, it also has to be collected b'tar s'chiv. Right. Right, so this first case here, what Gemara's going to say in a second, this is Akasha to Rav Hamnuna, let's pause just for a moment, this is Akasha to Rav Hamnuna, because Rav Hamnuna said no, a sixth year, if it grew in the sixth year, it's going to be considered Chai B'maiser. I don't care that it was collected.
Because when he grew it, it was belonged to him alone.
Exactly. But this Brashi tells us it goes based on Gidol and Likut.
Right, so since the Gidol was private, then he wasn't Hefker, then he's Chai.
No, but he should be...
It's a Ptura Min HaMaaser.
This case, exactly, because in order to be Chai B'maaser, it has to both grow and be collected during the 6 years. Since this was collected during the seventh year, it's going to be a Ptur in Maaser. But let's read that again. He says, Meisive, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Yehuda, Omer, Mishim, Rabbi Shimon. Esog Bashishis, a 6 year Esog, Shinichneses, a Shviz, that entered in and was collected in the seventh year, is Ptur Min HaMaaser. Uptur min habir, shein lecha davar shechay b'maaser elam kein gadol b'chiv v'nilka b'chiv. Has to be grown during the 6 years and also collected during those 6 years. This is collected during the seventh year. So since it's collected during the seventh year, it's going to be patur min habir. We said above that Rav Hamnuna thought that if it blossomed in the sixth year, I don't care if it was collected during Shemitah or not collected during Shemitah. We go based on growing only. It was chanata took place during the sixth year, it's chay b'maaser. And this price says, no, no, since it was collected in the seventh year, it's going to be a patur meiser. So this
but
first...
in every case?
In every case.
Or it wouldn't have esro.
It sounds like across the board.
But then everything is almost every fruit would be almost...
Well, in terms of how we paskin that much, I can't tell you. It sounds like from the way the Ein Mishpat, we paskin like Rav Hamnuna, that whenever it ripened, whichever year it ripened, it blossomed during, that's the year it becomes part of. That's what it sounds like from the Aleph.
So any fruit that blossoms on the year before, in the sixth, and then you collect in the seventh, is part of it.
That's what it sounds like,
yeah.
And which is very relevant for this coming year of fruit in general, and Sukkot. You can't use a Shemitah, well, you could buy Shemitah Esrogim, you can't do business with Shemitah
right,
fruit.
Yeah.
So Esrog is subject
to
Shemitah.
The Lulav and they give you the Esrog.
Exactly. So this year it's very Lamaisa, so any Esrog we have by Sukkot probably was collected earlier during the year. I don't think they collected 2 days before and sent it out to America. I could be wrong, though. So the question is, when exactly did it blossom? Any of the Esrog you're getting, Tishrei, blossomed during this 6 year we find ourselves in currently. So, but if it's collected...
No, unless it's Esrog in the word 2 years on the tree, like we said before.
2 years on the tree.
We said that Esrog, you can have 2 years.
Right, so but still, if it blossomed during the fifth or sixth year... So then it should go based on, it should be a non-Shemitah.
Yeah.
It should be the eighth year, it should be really the problem of buying a Shemitah year. I don't know how these things work.
Right, so in the case of an Esrog that was on the tree 2 years, you should be able to do business with it.
Right, that's what it sounds like.
But I don't think this is the halacha
part. Right, I don't know.
Okay.
Not sure. Okay, but this becomes very lemaisa. Had I known the halacha is better, this would be very, very relevant for this coming Sukkot. And just buying fruit in general, going to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so continuing in this question though, so we see this is a question to Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna thought this case, if it grows in the sixth year, I don't care when it was collected, it's considered a sixth year product, and therefore chai v'maiser. This b'risa says otherwise, since it was collected during the seventh year, it's actually patur min ha'maiser. Then the b'risa says further, bas shvi'is shenichneses l'shmi'is, a seventh year product that was collected during the eighth year, patur min ha'maiser, u'patur min habir. It's also patur min ha'maiser in this case, because she'ein lecha davar shechai b'bir, elm kein gadol b'shvi'is v'nukah b'shvi'is. To be subject to the din of a beer for Shemitah has to not only grow during the Shemitah year, it also has to be collected in the Shemitah year. So this, since this was collected after the Shemitah year, it's not subject to the halachas of beer. So that's what we get from this b'risa. So what's the question? It's reisha kasha Rav Hamnuna. The beginning of the b'risa is a kasha to Rav Hamnuna, because Rav Hamnuna went based on the growing, not on the collecting. Since it grew in the sixth year, you're chayv v'maiser, our b'risa said no, but since it was collected during the seventh year, it's going to be patur min ha'maiser. And the safe as a kasha bein the rabbah, bein the Rav Hamnuna, the end of the b'risa was a kasha to both parties, because both parties said that if it grew during the seventh year, it's actually going to be chayv in bir, but this b'risa is actually going to be putter in meiser, in bir, because it's collected during the eighth year. I know, a little bit confusing. So the Gemara says, Tanaihi, it's really machlokas tanaim. Titania. Amar Rabbi Yisrael. So again, this is... this Machlokas Rabba versus Rav Hamnuna, who are Amaraim, is really a debate that goes earlier in history based on the Machlokas Tanaim, as we see in a second. The Tanya, the Braisa quotes, Amar Rabbi Yossi Av Tulmus, that was his name. Heyid, he testified, Mishim Chamisha Zakenim, he testified in the name of five great sages. Esog Achar Lekitasa Lemaiser. Esog follows whenever you collected it. That's what it goes based on. So, in other words, if it's a sixth year that entered in the seventh year and collected during the seventh year, it's considered a shvi'is product and pater. If it grew in the seventh year, it's collected in the eighth year, it goes based on the eighth year, and therefore it's pater, sorry, it's chayv and meiser. Comes along Rabboseinu Nimnu, B'usha, the Rabboseinu Nimnu, they got together, they made a decision.
Around. If it's collected in the seventh, it's chayv, and if it's collected in the eighth, it's
pater. Yeah, exactly. No, if it's collected in the seventh, it's pater min ha'maiser, because it's shmitah. Right, so if it's collected during the seventh year, it's a Shemitah product, and it's Pater Min
HaMaiser. Yeah.
Okay, so then, so that's all according to the first opinion, all goes based on Lakita. And then the Gemara, Price quotes further, Rabbo Seinu Nimnu B'usha, the Chachamim gathered together in Usha, and they made the following decision. V'amru, they said as a whole unit, what did they say? Amru Achar Lakitasa, Bein Lemaiser, Bein Leshvis. Not only does it follow Lakita when it comes to Maiser, which year to follow, but also in terms of the halachos of Shemitah, which means in terms of Bir, that also follows Lakita. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Man Dachar Shmei. Shvi is Man Dachar Shmei. Whoever mentioned Shemitah, We're talking about Meiser, and Chamin start responding, oh, by the way, when it comes to Shemitah, it follows this halacha? So says the Gemara, Chasur Mechzira, there is a missing word or two in the Braisa. The Halchi Katani, the way the Braisa is supposed to be presented is as follows. Esrog Achal Kitasa LeMeiser. When it comes to Meiser, we follow the collecting. V'acha Chanata L'Shvias, and we follow the blossoming when it comes to Shemitah. Rabbi Seinu Nimne Be'usha, they got together and they said, no, Ach L'Kitasa Bein LeMeiser Bein LeShemitah Shvias. No, we follow the gathering, whether it's regarding Meiser, whether it's regarding the Din of Biur or B'Shvias, that all follows L'Kita. So we see the different stages of L'Kita versus Biur. Really, it's Machlokas, whether it follows Chanata or follows L'Kita. Now, to fit everything in, it's pretty hard, but you have to try to fit backwards and see how Rav Nuna and Rabba fit in nicely to these two opinions here. So again, everybody agrees when it comes to Mice, it goes based on L'Kita. The only debate is when it comes to beer, does it follow Chanata or does it follow L'Kita? That's where we that's where we conclude this discussion. Now the Gemara says...
Everybody says that
Meiser follows L'Kita?
Meiser follows L'Kita, right?
That's what it says in this Braisa, right? Right. I mean, the truth is, Rab himself felt that if it was a sixth year collected in the seventh year, he actually thought it was Patim in a Meiser. But that's only because, as for technical reasons we said, because everyone's called Mimashimba, everyone's using it during the sixth year, which is still in the tree during the seventh year, really fundamentally, it's a sixth year fruit. No, I'm sorry.
No.
It should be because it's collected. That's fine, right.
That's fine.
Right, and Rav Hamnuna, according to Rav Hamnuna, let's see. Rav Hamnuna thought it actually chayev. The sixth year that goes into the seventh year, Rav Hamnuna thought you're actually chayev in Meiser. So I'm not sure how that works out. He said...
Because he goes according to Chanata.
He goes based on Chanata, exactly. But this Bryce doesn't present an opinion who holds that way. This Bryce only presents an opinion that everyone goes L'Kita. I'm not sure how that exactly fits in. There's other gear cells here, Rashi. Tosafot quotes other gear cells. Okay. So you have to try and match, line everything up, see how it works. Now the Gemara says four lines from the top. Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Amru Tavaya, both of them, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they both agree. Esrog Bashishis Shenichnasa L'Shvis L'Yolam Shishis. If it's a six-year esog that gets collected during the seventh year is really a six-year product. And therefore, it's chayv meiser and patim in a beer, says Rashi. So this goes against what we just said above. We just said above, everyone agrees it goes after L'Kita for meiser. This says it goes after Chanata. So ki asa Rabin, when Rabin came along, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, esog bash shishis, shenichnasa l'shviz, afilu kizayis, nasas kikar, Mishim Tevel. He just says further, even though it only grew a kazais, you know, an Esso gets much larger than a kazais. Even though it grew a kazais only during the sixth year, that's enough for it to be chayv and meiser and to be considered a sixth year fruit, even though in the seventh year it's going to grow a lot more to the size of a kikar, a large loaf, even though it's going to grow much bigger. So, still it has a din of a sixth year and it's a chayv Mishim Tevel. Tevel meaning it's chayv and meiser. It's pretty interesting, by the way. A kikar means a loaf, right? So, I don't know, our esrogim don't get to the size of a loaf. Esrogim get the size of an apple. So this might be a rhyme, just thinking about this right now, that you ever see a Yemenite esrog? And he's huge.
Yeah. And the lulavim are all surrounded by adasim.
And that's how they put it together?
It's oh, really? A huge lulav. You always go to the kotel, you see them. There's the lulav, they surround the lulav like 360 degrees
Are they more than three adasim?
It's full of adasim. I don't know how they do it. Yeah.
You're allowed to. The Mishnah, the Gemara says you're allowed to, but... Uh-huh.
It's like very strange. Like and what did they do with the rabbis? I don't even remember. I did a bracha because they had this whole thing. The was still like...
I only thought the esrogim were big. I didn't know the lulavim were big.
Yeah, they had... I mean, I don't think that everybody, but that there were a few of them.
And those are called Yemenite lulavim? I says a guy in Shul I saw in Sukkah, and in Sukkah's here, he had this massive, like, football-size esrog. So, I guess it only makes sense if you have those types, you could call it the size of a kikar if you have a Yemenite esrog. I think Rav Shechter, a number of years ago, someone came in to do a whole presentation. I didn't go to it, but proving that the Yemenite esrogim are their true ones based on various midrashim which describe the certain characteristics of an esrog. Like one, for example, that it's edible. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us it's edible. Right. Our esrogim are not edible. If you mash and make into jelly, then supposedly it's a good jelly. But
we
before
that,
Rabbi
Akiva came in with a huge esrog, not something like that.
Did he have a big one? Yeah, there's a story in the boat. On the boat, that one.
Something we learned in Sukkah. I think that in Sukkah, Rabbi Akiva came with a huge esrog, and
I don't remember.
You have to be able to move it from one hand to the other.
Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says it has to be. One says if you can't hold two in one hand, that's and it's very too big. If you only have,
right.
And the other says no. If you could hold one in two hands, that's already and that's still not big enough. I mean, that's not too big. You could hold it. So the Yemenite esrogim are that where you need two hands to hold it, which is fine. So Rav Shechter, I think, was very convinced by this presentation that the various midrashim that the Yemenite esrogim is edible, and the way the seeds are, and all these other things to it. So I think he gets a Yemenite esrog every year, I was told. I never saw him in Sukkot, but... Okay. So the Gemara says, now Tanur Rabbanan quotes the following braisa, Ilan shechantu peirosav kodem tu b'shvat. A tree that's fruits begin to blossom prior to tu b'shvat. Mis'aser l'shana shavra. It's, in terms of Meiser, it goes based on the previous year, and you have to put it together. All the, as we said in the past, when it comes to Meiser, you have to put the like years together. All of last year's fruits have to come together, and you can take Meiser from one to the next. And the next year fruits have to be also separate. You can't take from next year to the past years. They have to all be separate by years. So if it's blossomed before Tu B'Shvat, it goes based on the previous year. Acher Tu B'Shvat, Misaser L'Shana Haba, and if it blossomed afterwards, it goes with the next year produce. So Amar Rabbi Nechemia, Bamed V'Mamurim, Be'ilan She'osa Shtei Brichos, so B'Shana. So this is referring to a particular tree that has able to have two brichos. Now, two brichos is when it really refers to birds in general, that birds have two times a year where they lay eggs. So it's on my tree that has two times where it lets the it blossoms its fruit. So Gemara says, wait a second, this makes sense. Shnei brichos? Saga daitach. You really think shnei brichos? Fruits don't have brichos, as Rashi says, is relevant to birds. You don't talk that way. You don't talk about, you know, a litter when it comes to a tree. That's not how you talk.
So, the word we
taught you. Brood. What was it again?
Brood.
You tell me that word brood, right? Brood. You say spell it again? B-R?
O-O-D.
O-O-D, okay, brood. Put that. See, I didn't use it. Ever since that shear, I didn't use it, so I lost it. I remember you telling me. Brood, okay. So trees don't have broods. Only birds have broods. So you can't talk about brichos when it comes to trees. So Ella Gemara says, Ema... A tree that has like two broods, where it does produce at two different times during the year, then you can have this demarcation of Tu B'Shvat, the fruit that were before Tu B'Shvat, and the fruit that came after Tu B'Shvat. Aval ilan ha'osa bricha achas, but fruit trees that normally have just one time when they blossom all together, kigon dekalim v'zeisim v'charuvim, dekalim are what, date trees and olive trees and carob trees, all these even though these trees all start to blossom prior to Tu B'Shvat, we go based on the following year. So why is that the case, though? So Rashi, first of all, tells us that fig trees are an example of something that has two different times a year where it blossoms. So the figs that took place prior to Tu B'Shvat have to be separate than the figs that are ripening or blossoming after Tu B'Shvat. That's a special type of tree. But olive trees and carob trees, these things, which all the fruits come together, we all go based in the same year. So why is it, though? So Rashi explains, because Aval Ilan, you see Rashi, Aval Ilan? This is five narrow lines up in Rashi. Aval Ilan, sheperosav nilketen ke'echad bas lekita azlinen b'hum. So it comes to fruit, based on the question, back to the question, chanata versus lekita. Do you go based on blossoming? Do we go based on gathering together? So if it's a fruit like a fig tree that you collect them at different times, so then you go based on the chanata, I guess. Yeah, but I guess it's a chanata. Yeah, go based on chanata. But if it's a fruit tree that blossom together, then you go based on lakita. And since you gather the olives all in one shot, even though it may have blossomed prior to Tu B'Shvat, we're going to go based on Lakita. So again, in my mind, I'm completely confused by the way, between Chanata and Lakita. If I, you know, I couldn't tell you how he passed in all these things, but okay, that, I'll leave it at that. This probably requires very heavy Ian to line everything up.
They all have only ones. So it goes after the Kita. That's exactly what he said.
But I'm just getting confused still from the previous discussions of an Esog, Chanata during the 6th year, and Lakita during the 7th year, or the 6th year during the 7th year, and then different opinions on how you paskin beer versus Meiser. So just for me, I would have to like write a whole outline to memorize it.
Estrog is different because Estrog, we said...
That it stays on the tree.
Because of Sehefka.
Uh-huh. Okay, so a number of different facts. So Estrog is a completely different category on its own.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, just another confusing point here. Look at Tosos for a second. It's a very short Tosos, Kigon. His Kigon, it's towards the top. Had the column Vazesim. Says Tosis Bechinam Nakad Zesim. It was really pointless, meaningless to include Zesim on this list, because the mode behu Tanakama, the Tanakama agrees, the Tfua Zesim Achar Shlish Vlo Achar Chanata. It goes based on the third of growth, not based on the blossoming of it. So that makes things confusing also. Certain things goes based on a third, certain things goes based on Chanata, certain things go based on Lakita, certain things based on Hashrasha. Davril, how you feel? Davril.
David.
Guess his ears must be clogged. How do you feel?
Boker Tov.
I saw you. Are you alright?
He looks better.
Looks better? He slept a little bit late the past couple of days and is feeling better?
Yeah.
Good enough to go to the mikvah.
That makes you better.
That makes you fresh in the morning.
Yeah, it's true. Wakes you up.
I'm okay.
You getting better? Okay, good. Okay.
I'll be okay.
I'm just checking on you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Where's the...
I think it's still 7:05, no?
Yeah. Oh,
there's
a bris today?
Yeah.
Okay. Says the Gemara now. We're up to Amar Rebbe Yochanan, I think.
Yeah.
Amar Rebbe Yochanan. Nogu ha'am b'charuvim ki Rebbe Nechemia. Apparently, the custom was to follow Rebbe Nechemia when it came to carobs. So what's Rebbe Nechemia? He's the one that says that even though Chanata took place prior to Tu B'Shvat, we're still going to go based on Lakita whenever Lakita takes place. So ask the Gemara, Esive. Mishlakish Rabbi Yochanan. He challenges Rabbi Yochanan. Beno Suach. So what's Beno Suach? It's a type of fig. I'm Rashi, a white fig?
White fig.
Okay, it's a white fig. Beno Suach. That Shvi Shalahen, its Shmita year is really Shnia. It's really the second year of the cycle. Because it makes it produces the fruit for 3 years. So what does that mean? So look at Rashi, the first, let's look at the last few lines, few narrow lines of Rashi. Shvi shelahen shnia, shvi shelahen noheges b'shana shnia shel shmita k'nufarsh taima. It's really noheg during the second year of the cycle, excuse me, is when the shmita applies to these v'nosuach. B'pnei she'osos l'shloshanim, Rashi continues, Peros hachomtim b'bishvis, the fruits that begin to blossom during the Shemitah year, the seventh year, ein nigmarim ad shana shniyah shel Shemitah, is not fully developed and ripened until the 6th year cycle. It takes 3 years. V'anan basa chanata azlinan v'anagu b'shvis. So we have to go based on the blossoming and the ripening. So it begins in the 7th year, but it's a slow, crawling process, not until the 3rd year from Shemitah, which is the 2nd year of the cycle, does the ripening complete. So therefore, B'no Suach is a Shvius, is really knowing. And any fruit collected during the 2nd year of the cycle, you know it must have started in the Shemitah year and has a din of Shemitah to it. So what's the challenge here? Why is this a question? What's the question? We're talking about Charuvim.
ולכן הם קדושים בקדושת שביעית. הרי לך שהולכים לפני חנתה, אפילו באילן שפירותיהם נלקטים כאחד. Because this is all one, but we said before that pears that you collect at once, you go after Lakita.
Ah, okay.
But this one, this one is a fruit that
because it's chanata,
but it says that you that it goes on the first year when it was when.
Since chanata took place during Shemitah,
right,
and the kita took place during the second year,
so it should be the other way around.
It should be mutter.
Those that in the sixth.
It should be whenever you anything it
should,
collected.
It should have been chanata six and lekita shviz. That's when it should be chayav shviz.
Correct, right? Or really chanata fifth year.
Or fifth year.
Right, fifth, exactly. Yeah. And then lekita seventh year. But this says it goes based on chanata, not based on lekita. So it says the Gemara Ishtik, he was quiet. He didn't have a response. So Amalei Rabbi Abba HaKohen, the Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. So Rabbi Abba, who was a Kohen, said that Rabbi Yossi was also a Kohen. Amalei Ishtik, why was Rabbi Yochanan quiet? Why didn't he respond? Leimalei, Rabbi Yochanan should have responded to Reish Lakish. Amin lecha ana Rabbi Nechemia. Vat amersli Rabbanam. Rabbi Yochanan should have said, I'm talking about Rabbi Nechemia Shita, who says it goes based on Lakita. You're telling me Rabban who based on Chanata? It's Machalkas Tanaim. So we follow different opinions. That's okay. So, Mishum, this reason why he's quiet is because Amalei, Reish Lakish would have responded, Shavkas Rabbanan Vavdis could Rabbi Nechemia? Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to follow the Das Yachid, you're going to follow Rabbi Nechemia and go based on Lakita and ignore the opinion of the Rabbanan who say based on Chanata? We don't do that. Yachid Rabban, Halacha Kirabban. We follow the Rabban, which is the Rabbanan. So Leimlei, you know what Rabbi Yochanan could have responded was as follows. Kamin el Chanagu, Vat Amrisli Isura. So he could have said, I'm referring to a Minag. You're responding to an Isser. I'm just saying what the Am does Nagu. They were Noeg a certain way. So that's what they did. You're telling me that it's an Isser? Yeah, I'm just, perhaps the, I guess the Am was betos. They were making a mistake in terms of the Minag. What does Rashi say? See, look at Rashi three Y lines down. Va'at amrisli isura. He says, Rashi says, da'asir lemeza buhubasa l'kita. You can't go based on l'kita, you have to go based on chanata. That's what we just learned. Ananami modina, da'asir. I agree, Rabbi Yochanan says, I agree to you, Reish Lakish, it's asir going based on chanata. I'm just telling you what the Am does. They're incorrect in what they're doing. They follow the opinion of Rabbi Nechemia, which is l'kita, but you're right, they're incorrect. They should follow based on chanata like you just presented to me. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan should have responded. So Damalei, so Reish Lakish would have responded to Rabbi Yochanan, but Malkum Isura Kinagu Shafkinan. So what's this question here? So he says that when there's an Isser involved, Rabbi Yochanan, you just let the nation be noheg a certain way? You can sit back and just, oh, by the way, and make an observation. They keep this Isser, the noheg and Isser. You can't just sit back and do anything. So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan made a statement sounds like he was agreeing to what they were doing. So, Leimalei, what he could, so the Gemara says, okay, so maybe Rabbi Yochanan could have responded the following to Reish Lakish. Leimalei, say as follows. Ki amin al-cha'ana maisa charuvin d'rabanan. I was talking about Ma'isa Haruvim, which is only Din Derabanan. Vat Amrisli Shvi is Deraisa, and you're telling me that Shemitah, which is a Din Deraisa, two different halachas here. You're talking about Shemitah years, I'm talking about Ma'isa Derabanan. So he could have responded that way. So by the way, this seems to be a raya. We mentioned yesterday that it's Machlokes Rishon in Rashi versus the Rambam, whether or not everyone agrees Dog and Tiyosh Chavi Yitzar is Ma'isa Deraisa. Everybody agrees Yerek, Ma'isa Yerek, and vegetables is Derabanan. What about other fruit that are not vegetables? Apple and orange. So Rambam holds, I think, all fruit are deraisa, and Rashi thinks that, no, only those three, Dagon, Tirosh, Chaviyutar, are deraisa, other pears are derbanam. This seems to be a clear raya that Charuvim, which is a fruit, is only Chayiv, I think. Charuv is a fruit, right? Charuv is a fruit, grows on trees. So it's a fruit, it only calls it Maisa derbanam, and not Maisa deraisa. Yeah, that's what they say. He points it out also. Okay, that he says the same thing what I just said. He quotes the Rama most, which I just said to you. Okay. There are a number of... okay. So has Ram deal with this Gemara? The Gemara says clearly, Charuvim are derabanan. Ram says, Kol peiros are deraisa. So what does the Rambam say? Rambam explains in Perishim Mishnayos and Meiser that Charuvim are different because they're not roy lemaichel b'nei adam. Anybody try eating a carob? We used to give it out when we were younger, tu b'shvat, in school. All right, it's hard, and you can't eat it. So it's not roy lemaichel adam. That's why it's not chayiv and meiser. It's only a dindir of banan. But ein echanami, all other peros, the Rambam will agree, is chayiv deraisa. That's why the Rambam wiggles out of this one. So either way, so Rabbi Yochanan could have had a good response for Reish Lakish. I said, Nahagu'am, they're talking about charuvim. It's only meiser derabanan, so I'll let them keep it based on Lakita. But when it comes to the Meshavis, I agree to you that it goes based on Chanat. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan respond this way? So El Amr Rabbi Abba Cohen, Rabbi Abba Cohen responds, Tzmihani, Im Hashivu Reish Lakish L'tshuvazu, Im Hashivu Maha Osva. So let's see here. So Rabbi Abba says, I would be so amazed if Reish Lakish really asked this question. You know, sometimes you hear like a quotation from a gadol. I'd be shocked if he actually said that.
Right.
I'd be shocked if Reish Lakish actually asked this question to Rabbi Yochanan. I don't believe it. I'm not makabel. Because if he asked this, there's such a simple tshuva there. Such a simple tshuva. You could have responded that no, because there's a difference between Maiser Derbanan and Shvius Deraisa. Se'ela. So therefore, he didn't agree. He didn't. He wasn't being able to admit that this was something said by Reish Lakish. So, says the Gemara, Im Heshiva Ha'osva. Let's see. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
Says, well, he can't be asking, did he really say it? Because he said it. Okay. There it was. So
okay. It was written in the Sefer. Yeah. He wrote it. Rabbi Elisha wrote it in the Sefer. It wasn't a Shmuel. He wrote it down. So it clearly was a question. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ela Ema Im Kibla Rabbi Yochanan Im Lo Kibla. So he says, what's this answer saying? I'll be amazed if Rabbi Yochanan actually accepted this. If he was actually quiet. Because there's a very simple retort he could have said. So I'd be shocked if Rabbi Yochanan really stayed quiet. That's what his amazement was. Yes, Reish Lakish asked a question, but the point you're saying Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan rather was quiet, that I'm not makabel.
Here it says that he says that Ela Im Kiblua is because he kept quiet because he didn't have an answer. Im Lo Kiblua is because he kept quiet because he completely ignored the question.
Right.
Because it was very clear that
it was a silly question.
Yeah.
And there's a simple response to it.
That didn't have to be Machmir the Master with Ravan.
Okay. All right, so I guess we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Tomorrow's daf already gets really enjoyable stuff. Uh-huh. Some good Rosh Hashanah topics.
I happen to have liked drawing.
Oh, it is. It is good, definitely.
Because you don't see it so
right. It's good to get exposed. As I tell the guys, you know, when they learn...